Good morning and welcome to the Jacob Wimba page. May the Lord bless you for tuning in. And you must remember that this is not by chance that you are tuning in. It is by divine arrangement. For God knew that you will be on this page at this moment. And we are excited again as we carry on talking about faith and under faith. There are several topics that you want to explore. By the help of the Holy Spirit, we want to explore those theme under faith. So today we have another one that we'll explore by the help of the Holy Spirit. So before we do so, let us pray in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, here we are again. Help us, Father, to understand your word. Help us, Lord, to know the truth about your gospel. Help us, Lord, as we explore your word, Lord, by the help of the Holy Spirit, Lord. I pray for everyone who's listening. Let this word, Father, bring healing, bring salvation. In the name of Jesus Christ, bring healing, bring salvation in the name of Jesus Christ to every soul that is listening to this message and acting upon it. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we pray and say, amen, amen, amen. Thank you again. Good morning once more. May the Lord bless you again. We've been exploring and talking about faith, 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 faith. And we have another topic that we're going to talk about is faith is not denial, but faith is acceptance of truth. That's what we're going to explore. Without further ado, let us go. I know most, if you have a Bible, let me say that. If you have a Bible, please take your Bible and we're going to open to the book of 2 Kings. And I really recommend most of us when we want to listen to messages, please get your Bible ready, because you also need to verify what we are talking about, so you know that we are talking about the truth, which is the word of God. So we're going to go to the book of King, 2 Kings chapter 5. We're going to read from there. We read verse 11. But Naaman went away angry and said, I thought that he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, wave his hand over the spots and cure me of my leprosy. We're going to stop from there. This is about the king. It's about the commander of the army from the king of Aram. That is Damascus, Syria. So we're going to talk about faith is not denial. So let's first say faith comes from hearing the word. And what word? Hearing the word of God. So faith comes from hearing the word of God, hearing the message of truth, which is Jesus Christ himself. The word of God is the only truth. Since the word of God is the truth and faith founds its foundation on the truth, or faith is based on the truth of Jesus Christ, so therefore faith cannot deny the truth, if I may say that way. Faith cannot deny the truth, since faith is based on the truth, which is the word of God. Faith cannot deny the truth. So by the help of the Holy Spirit, we're gonna explore this topic. Faith is not denial, but it is acceptance of the truth. No matter how bad the truth is, no matter how embarrassing, no matter how awkward, painful, or hurting that truth can be, faith has to accept the truth. Going to what you've just read, this about the general of the army, the commander of the army of the king Aram. He had leprosy. Since he had leprosy, he was looking for healing. What we understand that before we can look for the healing, we have first to accept that we are sick. We have to accept that we have weaknesses in our bodies. We have to accept that there is something not okay with us. Then we can look for healing. This commander went to look for the healing. He accepted his condition, that he was sick in body, and he went to look for the healing. The Bible says where he went for the healing, he was expecting to meet the man of God, the prophet, but he did not meet the prophet. And the prophet gave him instruction for him to follow. And the Bible says when he followed that instruction, he received his healing. We understand by that faith, we have to accept, we cannot deny. It doesn't matter how the truth is lack. We have to accept the truth. There's no one in the Bible that went to Jesus Christ looking for healing, looking for salvation, looking for deliverance without accepting the condition in which they were as they were meeting Jesus Christ. They had to accept that they are sinners. They had to accept that they are sick. They had to accept that they had leprosy. They had to accept that they are crippled before they can approach Jesus Christ for healing. They had to accept the truth. But today, as Christian of today, we refuse to accept the truth. We may find out that we are sick in body, a terminal disease, a killer disease. We begin to deny. I will not accept this in the name of Jesus. I will not accept it. No. Faith is acceptance of the truth. You can be sick in body, yet a candidate of heaven. You can be sick in body, yet a friend of God. It does not mean that if you accept that you are sick, your faith is nullified. No. When we accept our condition, it is a victory in itself. For there's nobody who went to Jesus Christ denying the position in which they were. The Bible says this king, Naaman, accepted that he had leprosy. Accepted that he had a problem. And he went to look for healing. Blind Bartimaeus screamed and said, "Son of David, help me. I'm blind." He accepted his state of blindness. He accepted that. The Bible says when Lazarus was sick, Mary sent a message to Jesus Christ and said he is sick. They accepted that he is sick. There was a sickness. When we read in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12, you will understand that. If we start from verse 7 to 10, we'll understand that Paul, a servant of God, an apostle of God, was praying for the sick, they were healed, was praying for the dead, they were risen to life. He himself had a sickness in his body. He did not deny that and say, "No, I will not accept it." He accepted it. He acknowledged the truth. He acknowledged the condition in which you were, and he prayed to God. The Bible says God said to him that my grace is sufficient. So he did not deny the truth. Today we are denying the truth. Today we do not want to accept the truth until we are dying. Then we begin to accept, "Oh no, I'm sick. Oh no, this is not okay. Oh no, that is not okay." No, we have to accept. We have to acknowledge the truth. We can be sick in body, but yet the friend of God. We can be sick in body, yet the candidate of heaven. We can have difficulties. We can have tough time, tribulations, hardship. Does not mean if we accept the condition in which we are, we deny our faith. No. When we accept our condition in which we are, that strengthens our position in Jesus Christ. That strengthen again our position in Christ. For by accepting, we begin now to pray the more. We begin to follow Jesus Christ the more, to follow his commandment the more, to pray the more, because we have accepted the condition in which we are. Now we pray for that situation to be removed by the grace of God. The Bible says we shall lay hand on the sick, and the sick shall recover. They shall be healed. And those sick people, they have to accept firstly that they are sick for them to come and look for the healing. They have to accept the condition in which they are for the healing to take place, for deliverance to take place, for the salvation to take place. When you read in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 15, the Bible says, "A prayer offered in faith will make the sick well. If they've sinned, their sin will be forgiven." Those sinners, they have to accept first that they are sinners. They have to accept there is a weakness. They have to accept that they are sick for them to receive healing, for them to receive salvation, for them to receive forgiveness. We have to accept. We cannot deny before God. For if we deny Our faith is not based on the truth of God. Our faith is not based on Jesus Christ, who is the truth. For he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says to us in the book of John, that we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. When we know the truth and we accept it, that truth shall set us free. What is that you are going on, that you are going through? What is that the doctors have told you that you do not want to accept, in the hope that that situation will disappear? If I don't accept, the situation will disappear. That's why we Christians, we do. We avoid, we deny situations. They will tell you, you have a terminal disease, you have a killer disease, you have cancer. You begin to refuse. Oh, I refuse it, I refuse it, I refuse it. In the name of Jesus, I refuse it. No, we have to accept the first, okay, there is a problem. Now we approach Jesus Christ with our problem. There's no way in the Bible where it says, no, we have to accept, we do not have to approach Jesus Christ with our problems. He's a solution to all fundamental issues of life, to all problems of life. There's no sickness that he cannot cure. There's no disease that he cannot heal. It's about accepting the truth of Jesus Christ, accepting the truth in a faith, and our faith will be strengthened. Faith is not denial. Faith is acceptance. What is that you are going through today? What is your weakness that you are denying? You're trying to suppress. Accept the weakness and approach Jesus Christ in faith and say, Lord, here is my weakness. Lord, here is my problem. Lord, here is my sickness, my hardship. I trust in you. I leave it into your mighty hand. Faith is no denial. Faith is accepting the truth. What is that you are going through today? Throughout the Bible, we'll understand that no one that came to Jesus Christ denied the situation. They all accepted the situation in which they were going. They all accepted the moment in which they were living, for them to begin looking for solutions. And all of them who came to Jesus Christ, they were healed. They received their healing. What is that you are going through right now? What is your problem? What is your weakness? What is your hardship? Have you accepted it, or are you denying it and hoping that you will disappear? That's not faith. Faith is acceptance. Faith is the truth. Faith is based on Jesus Christ, and faith is Jesus Christ himself. There's no lies in Jesus Christ. There is only truth in Jesus Christ, and that truth that sets us free, that truth that releases us. Begin to accept the situation in which you are. Begin to acknowledge the situation in which you are. I'm not saying acknowledging and praising the situation, and acknowledging that this is what I'm going through, and Jesus Christ is bigger than this situation. I accept this is the condition I am in right now. I accept I've got sickness in my body. I accept I've got weakness in my body, and I present it to Jesus Christ, who is above all, in a faith. I present it to Jesus Christ. Faith accepts every situation that we are going through. Faith acknowledges the truth. For faith is the truth. Let us begin by accepting the condition in which we are going through, so that we may approach Jesus Christ with peace of heart. We may approach Jesus Christ in the spirit and the truth, looking for a solution from him. And he is a solution to all fundamental issues of life. And when you give your problem, you put your problem into his hand, the problem that you have accepted, when you put them into his hand, he will give us peace. He will put his peace into your heart. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to pray. I believe this message has blessed you. I believe this message has rearranged us again on how we have to accept the situation we are going through. By accepting this, it's a victory in itself. What is that you are going through? I say, receive solution in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive solution in the name of Jesus Christ. Is it hardship? Receive solution in the name of Jesus Christ. Is it sickness, disease? Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. It is any weakness? Let that weakness be broken in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the name of Jesus. Be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you going through lack and want? I say, let Jesus Christ be a provider in the name of Jesus. Let him provide in the name of Jesus. Let him provide in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, hear your people, Father. We accept that we are sinners. We accept that we have weaknesses. We accept that we are sick in body. Lord, for your healing. Father, heal us. Lay your hand of healing upon us. Lay your hand of solution upon us. Lay your hand of healing upon us. Lay your hand of peace upon us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. May the Lord bless you for tuning in. And I pray of you that you share this message with anybody out there that will be blessed through it. And remember, we are also on TikTok at J Kumwimba. You can find us there for weekly short messages. May the Lord bless you and good morning to your life in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.